to tear down with that rifle. Frank said, I got before him. Then I started walking up to him. And the man hollered, "Don't shoot, I'll kill. Don't shoot, don't shoot, don't come." But Frank just kept coming, 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 coming until he walked right to his forehead, to the bore of a 30-30 caliber loaded rifle with a small pull of the trigger finger, that gun would have got off. And there would have been no more Frank Degnan in that instant. I asked him, "Why'd you do it, Frank?" "Somebody had to. Somebody had to defend our people." And Frank was a man who spoke and did much to help our people stand on their feet. For the admonition that he gave me, I have tried living. When I was a young man, I had become a member of the RIA Council. He said, "Alan, now that you are with the people, there is only one thing that will hold you up, and that is the truth. You must live the truth. You must speak the truth and stand on the truth. For no matter how much and how big the storms come, you will stand." I didn't know how to stand on anything because I didn't have a dad to teach me these things. But in my heart, I determined to try to live that life. But storms have come my way, but I'd rather not say them, because I know that we have all gone through the same storms that is upon us. Now, with the advent of the Land Claim Settlement Act, Frank's dream was that it would do good to our people. But from hearing the wisdom of the people that are gathered here and elsewhere, I am sure, I see that there have been some things that didn't quite go right. One of the things that I have observed personally was that my right to vote in secret has been taken away, because in my hand I hold a proxy or a ballot that has my name and number of shares. And if there are going to be board members nominated, their names will appear on this proxy. Or if there are issues to be voted for or against, they appear on this proxy. Remember, my name is on this proxy. If I vote for or against an issue that might be favored by the board, by the standing board, they know who voted against something that we think we should have, or other way around. So I have seen this secret ballot that I enjoyed to begin to use when I began to vote for whom I feel and felt should be the proper leaders, the good leaders. I see that it has been taken away. Another one of the things that was mentioned too is the corporate structures that are now among us. For I am seeing right here locally and all throughout our region, board here, board there, board here, board there, board there, all supposedly working for the common good of the people. But I have never seen an effective coordination done by and between these multiple seats of government that are now in existence. And if they could still be in existence, because they are meant to be for the good, but if there was an effective coordination done by and between these corporate structured boards, then better understanding and better communication would exist, because lack of communication sometimes causes much misunderstanding to happen and occur. And it was just such a thing that happened to the life of Frank Deglan, because lack of communication existed by and between him and the people whom he was serving. Now, it has been my privilege to have been to Canada to attend the cooperative college that was offered to some of us from Western Alaska and elsewhere, in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. It was my privilege to attend a cooperative college and study under that program. And then I have seen the cooperative effort in Canada to be very effective. One of the things that they are very strong on is no nepotism on board. Right here in Unalakleet, some of my best friends are brothers and sisters, or cousins and very closely related people on board. Now, when that is in existence on a board seating, the balance of power is taken away. There is no balance of power. And these corporate structures with board memberships may be good for Ford Motor Company, Chrysler, or the big multi-billion dollar corporations. But for those of us, it has not done us too good. It has not done us any good. Because when the Land Claim Settlement Act became a law, one day there was no village corporation. Tomorrow, there was a village corporation, and a likable person in the community was chosen to direct that multi-million dollar corporation with no more business education than having possibly gone through the book General Business in high school, or, if fortunate, some of it in college. But for the most part, our people were not trained at all to administer these multi-million dollar corporations that are now in our hands. And as a result, I see loss of money in the millions and millions of dollars. There was a time when my own share, my 100 shares of stock, suffered over $5 per share loss. Where did it go? I don't know. But there. He said, "This is one of the sore things that I have seen, and I am seeing. Though an honest effort is being done by our people, because we are waking up, and this is one of the best things that have ever happened to our people, because it gives us an opportunity to voice these things as an individual." Because under corporate structures, only the board has a voice. We, the common folk on the streets and in the home, we can yell and holler and hem and haw. Before the seated board, but they have guidelines that they must follow. And so the voice of the common folk have become all but lost. And I thank God for this privilege of being with you, and it is my pleasure to welcome all of you people from the neighboring villages, from Koyuk, Shaktulik, St. Michael, and Stebbins, because your concerns are our concerns and my concern, and my love for you is my love for my fellow man. And I thank God for the Judge Berger, who has made himself available to come here. I wondered when I began to see the judge whether he would avail himself to come here. I hope that he would come, because we have the need just as much as the rest of the people of Alaska. And I hope that you'll avail yourself even to a people where, if there may be only 100 people, because their need is just as equal as the need that we have heard here. I thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir. I'm Esther Kemokdok from Koyuk, and I'm pleased to be here and meet with these people from all different villages. And if I go home before I say something, I'll regret it, so I'll just say a few things. I'm raised a big family, and my main source of food is by subsistence. And that few years from now, if they make all these laws and how much food you should get, I'm not happy about this too, because our main food is from subsistence. Even though our kids learn to eat all these white man food, or ourselves, we mainly use native food. And I want to urge these leaders of all these villages to go on and have their rights and fight for this. I'm really not a good speaker, but my concern is for all these rights of these native people in Alaska. Thank you.
Honorable Judge, my name is Ethel Tuckup. I'm from Shaktuli. I was born on Nunavak, but lived all over Alaska, up down the Yukon and now on the Norton Sound. I've been sitting here listening to the testimonies of the people before me, waiting to see what kind of help that they've gotten so far from this act. And I haven't heard not one say they've gained or they've gotten something other than money, which didn't last. We all know, living in the villages, you don't have jobs, which are very high paying, and some are seasonal, which don't go all year round, and it's not everyone in the villages that hold these jobs. A very few fortunate hold those jobs. But I can tell you, even though we work and try to save up for ourselves and our families, we still do not save enough for children to go college like everybody else in the world. Well, maybe not everybody else, but some do. Like I said, I've been listening to see what kind of help this act has been. For my part, I did not receive anything that benefited me. Because at the time that ANSCA came into being, I was too young to think about land. I was involved in more important things like getting married, starting a family. To me, those were important at the time. Getting a land for myself, I was too young, like I said, to think that far ahead. My husband didn't think of getting land, so we do not have any title, not a little inch of land under our names. And we have three children, two which have been born after the 71, the year of this that ANSCA came up with. And for them to be recognized as natives with rights to both land and stock, I'm gonna have to die. My husband's gonna have to die before they gain anything out of this. They're my children, they're born natives, they're Alaskans, but they are not recognized by ANSCA as people worthy enough to hold such stock. I have one, my oldest son, who was born just before the deadline, and he was very fortunate. I had one younger brother, two younger sisters, my half-sisters, that drowned out on the Bay of Golovin. Well, I got 100 shares out of that. How do I feel about that? In a way, I feel guilty, because I did not know them. They came from my dad's marriage after my mother's. But I didn't really know them, but I got that share. Is that really fair? To me, that isn't. It's not fair. There was someone who knew them closer that could have gotten that. And why did they have to die, and why did I gain this? As I was thinking about it, seeing my two children without no rights as natives to land or stock, the eerie feeling came to me, I'm gonna have to die in order for them to be recognized as people with rights to the land and stock. And I think I would be willing to die for them to gain that, because things aren't getting any easier as they were. When we were small, we had our parents clothe us, not with things that they bought from a factory, not with things that they got from Sears, Roebuck and Company. They made those things with resources that they could get a hold of. Sealskin, fur, all these things. They did not need stores back in those days. As someone said earlier, they did not even know the meaning of the word store, much less a grocery store. Where was our store? It's out in the wilderness. That's where we gained our food, was from out there, out on the wilderness. I guess as it was always meant to be, because we were placed up here. Our maker up there didn't make a mistake when he placed natives up here, Eskimos up here, with the taste buds, with the desire to eat such food. And that's one of my feelings too, is on subsistence. You take my bowhead away, try giving up your pork chops. Take my dry fish away, try giving up your ground beef. Take away these foods like seal oil. We use seal oil to preserve what we call sura. The natives have always had meats, vegetables, and fruits. Our vegetables, we got out of the tundra. Our fruits, we got off the tundra. And they were there for us to go out and pick. There are a few who do not have the resources, who do not have the willingness to go out and get those, and they're the ones that do without. If you want these things, all you have to do is go out and pick them. It takes a lot of work, but we're willing to do that work because this is our food. These putting away food, subsistence-wise, takes, as our older women and our older men will tell you, it takes a lot of work into just putting food away for the winter. It takes hours and hours. More or less, we're banking for our winter use, just as people in the cities have their jobs to put away, to bank money away, put money away in the banks. We have our way of banking, and that's our subsistence style of living. And evidently, people out there don't realize that. They don't know that these are more or less, they're worth money to us. It's like I said, a bank account for us. Because we can always fall back during the winter to these things that we've saved. Like I said, I didn't benefit anything from the act. And the only land, I guess, that I have title to is 8x4x6, if they don't take that away from me also. All I ask is to be able to put food away, to store food away, just as we always have in the past. And that isn't asking much, I think.
Thanks very much.
Baka. Gaj no khana khana khana.
Ka na khani.
Yok yok.
Nikna ya gelu. А я гэнэ гэлэх бүнэг ая гэлээ.
Хүйн атам оны ха национал гахан
нүчим атхан ганрут кхаг нүчим атхан хөний
а хүйн а анатол бугяхтог асамрын тахтя шали ёхтлхуллаа 1908. Tänä vuonna on nähty hamnak kanokoa katamti. Omani oma tänä kylmää kun mehtlahti kaikki. Kasi tuli kanokti galama. Mä en uusi vuoksi Niit semmonen kanokoa kataamti. Kaisun juusum ylhtsaa. Vankutaa tohlu, kun tämä kanakajat malistukii. Kanot kylässäkin.
What means, And to Bugyahtuk, he's from Stebbins, and he was born 1908. And what he's going to do, say is beginning from the time he was growing up.
Dasho. My way was Riksumni. Akahong Makut Kanagayat. Makut Yoksim the Kanagayasrit. Huang could known at Tusk, at Tusk, at Tusk, Loki Kanot Glasrit. The Vilrotum Naksoki Tamakut. Kanagayakait Akahpak Yupit. Salimana said Nuna, Nuna put manna, because Satan. Aulukluku. Tohtlaita nakmin pikluku. Inakkoutmuk kanakia kaunatum. Takuam nunamaan nalaita pikluku na jokluku. Vuopatajaga kaamung nunamuk nunamuk nunajagakluku. Sali yut nunat nunau yakut yaks yaksiut bit ayokan ayonak sali pisikayang kaksiut nunat tukut ayokan ayonak pisikayang kaksiut kanakayang kaksiut ayok kunanya kanakayakat
when he was growing up, the old tribal laws were the laws that was a must to for all of his age to grow up with and listen to and abide by. And these are the tribal government in Stebbins at the time was. The Stebbins IRA Council or Stebbins Community Association that was the membership being all of the people from Stebbins. And he stated that the same thing applies to other villages. The other villages did and probably practiced or abide by the laws that the tribal councils handed down, and these were verbal nothing was written at the time. And I guess this is why the elders are very strong in history. Once they tell you something, they don't go back and say that they, you know, these laws were wrong. These laws were made by people from generation to generation.
The
same principle, the practicing of tribalism, the tribal council, and living the Yupik way of life or whatever you have, is being practiced. He thinks that it's happening in other villages too. The elderly people are following the same patterns their forefathers and great grandmothers and their fathers were practicing. The law that they practice at his time were to benefit other people, because they at that time were not wealthy. Like today we have some wealthy Yupiks and poor Yupiks and some middle class. These things are something that we need to sit down and think or talk about. Are those the ways that we want to continue? I can't get any stressed than that.
What Salimai matum nasi ni alah kau tu salimai ayo kena kalau tu. Kanak-kanak tu tengah kanak-kanak nanti. Watang watat itu ayo kira-kira watta. Mana nunabut? Nunabut mana imus tu? Akas tu ayo kena kami. Cet mana nak kisu tengah? Nuna nak cai kuksuko, dah kelihatan mixerin ada aku nuna lagi nunai, ayok mixerin ada.
Going back to traditional, there are dismissing traditional practice the. The lifestyle that we and Tol and rest of the elderly people have lived with are no longer are practicable in some sense, and because of the new laws that are imposed on the village people, the things that they have to consider, like deadlines they have to meet, the laws that they have to abide by, and these things are the things that weren't any problem in the past because the tribal government was responsible for all of the things that the people, in order to for them to live in common bond, that was the sufficient way of living, the sufficient way of sufficient government, the way of life. And today there are laws that have mingled with the laws that the laws are not compatible, because they one side you practice traditionalism, one side you practice the state and the local government system, and in the middle, above all these things, you have the claims of an act, which is trying to tell us something, that this is the way of life we have to live because we do not have a choice.
Kalau wanita kui wanita umai youth mana mai, una om ayah imun wanita member laksa, ayah imun member lara non ilagau tenggelwa, katok sah sah ya kenaya kelu. Jadi taman ayah im wangkuta enak kot sah ngah kot jadi, dah kelumun nakin makin. Imut nak kaki nazar itu so ayok aksi ko, atau mut aksi ni jadi tuan ayok aksi ni jadi. Namun peras putuan ko takkan angayok aku alas putuan ni ayah ini. Tama ayok sah ko ayok sah aksi ni. Tama kutun akatun kan gayatun. Kalau tengen aksi tu sah tama ni nunam tu. Yum, yugun ewang kuta, malis takoyak suki, malis takong naksak suki kuta. Takuam lati ko na ayim sali, nunawut man naman namay, matum ka klima muk. Nunawut ko sok sang mga matum ka. Pat na sangas tinrikak, sangas, wakana ka naksukutaman na nitiksay takaman na lan kelmak ay makaiso na yo ka kanaganak so ni waso kanaganak kunan.
Since the time he has been involved in the IRA back in 1936 and 39, he has been a member of the IRA Council as a board member since then, and said that the turbulent years that the IRA had gone through since then at times seem that the organization, the council, diminish in its power, lose some of its power, but sometimes it comes back because there are people that make it happen. And he also said that he does not know it very much about the Claims Act because he doesn't have the education, and he's not exposed to the Claims Act. He also said that he does not understand it, so he doesn't know what to make of it.
Tawari wakan kau tam tita, kan kau tam tita, kan reah kau kan reah kau kau mesak ngan jadi kanah kan kemaku nak ilam nak, kan kau tia kau si cale wani kau tawari kau iam cie, om kau mesak ngan tu naskri kau tua kau cie, tapi orang kau cie kau ya nak pak.
His closing statement. The remark is that he would like to say these few things, that since it's his privilege to cover what he thinks should be said, and that's all.
Thank you, sir.
Honorable Judge Berger, I'm from St. Michael's, Alaska, born January 10, 1971. My name is Kalk Nakuk. I would like to say, if our kids are going to learn what our elders learned, our land will have to be given back to us. Our elders are trying to teach us how to use that land. If they're going to teach us that, land will have to be given back. Thank you.
I think, first of all, I wish to express to you, I'm very glad to see you all being here in Unalakleet and defending your own rights under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. And I think the main thing that we as a Native should act now on is to look at God most of all. Whether you're Catholic, Protestant, whatever you are, I think the only remedy that the Natives have coming to them now is to look at God, because God has promised each one of us, each one of you, you people from St. Michael, from Koyuk, Shaktulik, and Stebbins. I don't know where the rest of you came from. But I think the main thing for us to look at is to look at God and pray that this land that we have ever since we were born into this Alaska, we should pray to God and tell God, because he promised us that if we look up to him, if we only get right with him, that he promised us that he will heal our land. This is our land. It's your land and our land. But under the Claim Settlement Act, I think we are being deprived of our own rights. These people that are over us are trying their very best, but you must understand, they're not natives. Most of these natives, I mean, most of these people here under the desk over here are probably from Lower 48. They're trying their best, we understand this. But they can never represent us the right way because they weren't born with us. They don't know how much subsistence we use. We have to consider that we have 9 months of winter and 3 to 4 months to prepare for the 9 months that are coming. And these are the things that these people don't realize. They're probably from city. And in city, they don't live under the subsistence. They work for wages, 8 hours a day. That's all they worry about. But we as the natives of Alaska, we depend a lot on subsistence, our subsistence rights, our trapping. But we see we have very little of our own people protecting us in the offices. That's where our problem will come in after 1991. Because these people are trying their best. I know they are trying their very best to help us. But they really don't know our rights and our needs. So no matter how we talk to them, whether we talk to them with combed hair, suit of clothes, or whatever, they can only do what they know and what they have experienced. The main person that we have to look up to now is God, our Creator. And He's the only person that will heal our land for us. Maybe I should speak in Eskimo. How do I start? Charlie Steve maybe understand, huh? Yeah, Charlie Steve will tell him and his wife. He said, Native Claim Settlement Act. The Marjuma Law of Tom.
Now,
Ilipsi samma adausi nengusi. Umiya kan xiupsi Bible ni to mi ka xuti kan agayuti mu bapti nuni ni penan. Uba gurgo agayuti mun kingea opta. Kingea tok sauru dat lamik pilgwi chut pangma. 1991 tikit pan. Iman na inu sibuti chuminaiso. Inuk wek tok inuk iglau ngami iglau kuminaiso taman na 1 year kang it kalu 1992 1993 1994 tikit kuptigo. Inu wek tok inu pem ki nanga taki kisirok tamat kunan ubluni. Taba tikit kalau nagi pangma tamat ku ublut. Uba gut Pai palawut nak keluwi agayu timun kisiu rap tahun ni kisiu rong apit agayu lain apit inuit tak kane. Kamang ngape agayu tinggi sop ko. Tamat kua egle natikit kalau nagi sama ing sop tanakin leka. Ubagut agayu timake suatiut nuna burgo mamit cima siga. And makwa khanok tun igluling amitiyut khanok pilwit pe asigatiyut agayu di ke agayu tawruk pangma sul agayu tawma asiruk in makishaning mang inung ay gubtuwagut makwa kingun liwut ilutre uting ilutre balu kishirut uwagut ilutre pakuminayak tuwut pangma tabruminga kuya gifsi kai rasi taana tokhlo masi makwa Inupan un sibul lexaurat IRA leaders tokso masikai rautichi mako sidit biungichut city council una nalomim inilakaiga shuli native village corporations and regional corporations tamat kolu biungichut Tamat kau suli ukau angalat kau yang itu buat nak pirat tes ketunui, kene si tamat nalo amingur. Pilgu di Islam ini isa Allah Allah tu dikah Yusuf ini pet. Aglan ilingit ubahut pamik sehati ibu dagli rong itu. Nak ibu ding.